It's Marketplace Tech Report from APM. I'm John Moe. It's only one agenda item at a meeting being held tomorrow in Washington, D.C., but that one item may have an enormous effect on the future of medical treatment. The Federal Communications Commission is scheduled to vote on setting aside part of the broadcast spectrum for wireless medical devices. J.C. Chow teaches electrical engineering at the University of Texas, Arlington. He says the devices could be used to monitor patients with heart conditions, lung problems.
The sensor can be implanted inside the body or the patient wear on the body to detect chemical or physiological parameters.
The device sends out data on how the patient is doing. It's like getting an email from your body. The devices could also provide treatment through stimulation.
The stimulation has been proven successfully in control tremor in Parkinson's disease and bladder control.
A wireless device means more mobility for the patient, which Chow says could help in a few different ways.
The patient will not be tethered to the bed. Wireless can also provide charging. So the battery inside the body can be wirelessly charged, so the patient doesn't have to suffer another surgery to replace the battery of the implant.
According to the FCC's estimates, these machines could save over $1 billion in healthcare costs.
There's a lot of patients have to stay in the hospital to do tests. So if the device can be wear by the patient or implant inside the patient, after an outpatient procedure, the doctor can send the patient home, and all this data will be continuously monitored.
Now, this all sounds great, but there are some issues here, like privacy and security. What if the wrong person gets a hold of the information that your body is beaming out? Sandeep Gupta is a professor in the School of Computing, Informatics, and Decision Systems Engineering at Arizona State University.
There might be possibility of discrimination based on whether a person has cancer or a diabetic, and maybe that person may not get hired.
You can find us on Facebook. Just search for our name, and we have a website too, marketplacetech.org. Occasionally we ask, O Internet, what hast thou wrought? And in this case, it hath wrought tigers. Zynga, maker of the popular online game Farmville, has partnered with American Express, and they're running a promotion that kind of breaks my head. Farmville players can sign up for a prepaid American Express card and earn currency within the game. So by spending real money, you, the player, get a bonus of make-believe things. Are you with me so far? Now, here's where it gets weird. From there, you can visit American Express's virtual farm within the game where you are given a virtual tiger for you to take back to your own make-believe farm. I don't know a lot about farming, but it seems to me that on a farm, the introduction of a predator, a killing machine, would be bad news for the chickens and pigs and other herbivore victim animals that traditionally live there. I don't know, that's just me. Since this offer has been introduced, 500,000 people have received tigers. American Express, that make-believe animal blood is on your virtual hands. This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm John Mill.
Marketplace Tech Report is supported by Barnes & Noble, maker of Nook Simple Touch with Glow Light, designed for reading with the lights on or off. Available at Barnes & Noble stores or Nook.com. And by CenturyLink, linking Americans and Fortune 500 companies to what matters most. Learn more at CenturyLink.com.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.